Three men in rough blouses were sitting over the fire warming their hands, but they moved away when the freshcomers entered and good-naturedly gave them the warmest places, whilst one of them, an old man with white hair, took off Nemo's coat and put him on a stool in the warm chimney corner.
"It's as cold as Christmas, Crumpets, for all it's July," said the old man.
Crumpets, that was the name of the cheerful man, answered that it was colder than many a Christmas he could remember, but he gave it as his opinion that it did not much matter how cold it was, provided that you had a fire like Jemmy's to come to.
"And stool like Jemmy's to eat," said another man, getting up from his seat to lift the lid and to stir the pan,
and at the same time to make the mouths of all those who sat round the fire to water.
"Have ye come far today?" said the old man, turning to Abel.
"A good way," he answered. "We've come from Everton, me and my little lad."
"Oh, you've been there, have you?" he said. "Did you go up to the big house?"
"Yes, we were there this afternoon," said Abel.
"And it was beautiful," said little Nemo, looking up from his stool.
"Oh, it is beautiful, my little lad," said the old man. "I was one of the gardeners there till I got too old to work, and if any man knows the all, I should know it."
"We saw the little pink lady," said Nemo.
"Aye, the little lass. I believe she's a bonny little thing, so I've heard folks say. I've never set eyes on her myself."
"Was she born since you left?" asked Abel.
"Aye, yes, least she wasn't at the hall then. Them folks as has the hall now never dreamt of such a thing as getting there a few years ago."